It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The American Psychological Association unanimously passed a resolution urging federal and state lawmakers to provide sufficient funding for health and social services for immigrants and refugees in the U.S. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Antonio Puente is the co-chair of the group's advocacy advisory committee. He says psychologists are raising concerns about the increased risk of psychological harm that immigrants and refugees have been facing in the U.S. Puente says immigrants dealt with toxic stress in the countries they were forced to leave, as well as more stress during their journey to the U.S. And finally, he says many immigrants are dealing with continued psychological harm while they are here.
The experiences that are caused by potential deportation of these individuals will have long-lasting effects, both physical and as well as mental.
Puente says family separation is also causing toxic stress among children, which can have lifelong negative effects on their mental and physical well-being. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.
For the last week, many have been asking the question, how do we move forward after the El Paso shooting? Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Donald Trump didn't slaughter 22 people in El Paso, wounding and traumatizing many more. He didn't write the killer's racist manifesto, though it tracked Trump's rhetoric and tried to shield Trump from blame. Trump portrayed asylum seekers as a dangerous invasion. The shooter called Hispanics invaders and tried to kill them. Trump told minority congresswomen to go back where they came from, and when a Trump mob chanted, "Send them back," Trump loved it. The shooter wrote of sending Hispanics back. The shooter knew he was following Trump's lead and made a lame effort to protect his hero. Having just turned 21, he stressed that he'd held his racist beliefs as a teenager. He added, "I am putting this here because some people will blame the president. I know that the media will probably call me a white supremacist anyway and blame Trump's rhetoric. The media is infamous for fake news." Sound familiar? The killer echoed Trump's thoughts in Trump's language and sought to protect Trump's political image. His claim he was racist in his teens tells us nothing about what role Trump's overheated racist rhetoric played in this kid's demented desire to kill Hispanics. I don't think Trump wanted this to happen. Someone careless with fire on a dry day likely doesn't want a deadly wildfire. It suits him to take the risk, for his own purposes. Suppose my column reamed out a local company for polluting streams or harming workers and portrayed the owners as vile and dangerous. If some kid with that column in his pocket killed the company's owner and his family, I'd feel pretty miserable and sorry. But then I'm not a politician. Trump's racism isn't news. Question is, what must we do? Expand background checks? Prevent private individuals from buying what are essentially weapons of mass destruction? Strengthen laws keeping guns out of the hands of men who beat their spouses or significant others? These restrictions won't end mass killings, but if they prevent some deaths, they're worth it. They don't prevent people from keeping guns for hunting, protection, and other legitimate uses. Will anything happen this time? Maybe. Politicians talk about such steps briefly after each tragedy, then do nothing. Trump's talk of compromise elicited a blunt warning from the NRA that his core constituency wouldn't be pleased. But as time passes, with more senseless deaths, support slowly increases. 90% of the people support universal background checks. Although we're angry, we also must not let our hearts fill with hatred for Trump, for these shooters, or for the NRA. Hatred is a poison the hater offers, but we need not drink it. As to our opponents, even hardened skinheads and passionate white supremacists have learned and changed. Our tattered democracy needs all the civility and thoughtfulness we can give each other.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. As you may have already heard this morning on the program, the city of El Paso is hosting a community memorial service tonight at 7 at Southwest University Park downtown to reflect and remember the victims of the mass shooting and to offer a space to heal. The memorial will be simulcast live at the Convention Center and Cleveland Square Park, and also at Ponder Park.